Hello and welcome to today's Tapping in Action presentation. This is a powerful part of the course where you can listen in as I work with people on a variety of issues regarding finances, abundance, personal fulfillment, and more. I encourage you to have a pen and paper handy as you listen in and make note of any ideas, events, memories, or other insights that come up for you as you hear me working with people. Also, be sure to tap along when we tap. Even if the issue isn't exactly your issue, there's a powerful process called borrowing benefits, where your issue can be cleared just by tapping along with someone else. Let's go listen in and tap.
So let's get to a couple of these questions. Gabrielle asked, last week I started to feel overwhelmed by my debts and payments, and I felt like I haven't cleared yet those feelings that I addressed on in week one, so I had to go back. Is it okay? Because now I feel like I want to start all over again until those feelings are truly overcome, but I probably won't be able to catch up with the rest of the classes. Or is it better to go on and return to these issues after the 7 weeks have passed? Great question. So what Gabrielle is saying is, you know, she had some triggers, some feelings of overwhelm, other things coming up that we focused on in the first week, so she went back to address them. Smart move if you're led in that direction. But now she's saying, okay, what do I do? Where do I stay? How do I jump? Where do I go to? It is completely up to you. There is no right or wrong way to approach this program. And here's the thing, Gabriella. What you might do is say, yeah, you want to spend 3 weeks on week one. You know, just because we set things up, hey, week one, this is what we're covering, does not mean it's going to get fully resolved in 1 week. It might not. Same thing with the critical voice this week. You might find, you know what, I'm going to do this critical voice thing because the webinar just resonated with me so much. The meditation is resonating with me so much. I just love this thing. I'm going to do it for 2 weeks. I'm going to do it for 3 weeks. Or I'm going to make a note for myself and say, when I'm done with the 7 weeks, I'm going to go back to week three because I want to keep working on it. So here's the thing, you own these things forever. I hope that you listen to each of them 10 times. That is when amazing results happen. That's when a lot of magic happens, when you go deeper and deeper and deeper. And with each listen, you'll find that you have other insights, ideas. I mean, there's some audios that are my go-to audios to listen to, and I listen to again and again and again. I mean, the amount of times I've listened to, you know, the Wayne Dyer audio collection is a 7-hour program. I've listened to it 10 times, and it doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not getting it the first time. It means I'm getting deeper insights, more reminders that life is changing, that there's new awarenesses. So be flexible, use it however you want to, and it'll be perfect. Shalice, I'm sorry if I don't say your name right, from Sydney. I love Sydney. I miss Sydney from my time there this summer. Writes in and says, Nick and Jessica, thanks so much for yet another great webinar with lots of good material for us to work with. Towards the end of the week three tapping, Nick said, I believe in my ability to help others, and I believe in my ability to change the world. And then she asked, during my training in a couple of alternative therapies, we were taught that you should not go out and seek, preach, or solicit business, but you should wait until the client comes to you. Nick, can you please talk about how to source clients and business? How do we attract this to us? I'm really bad at networking, tap, 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 and don't have good social skills, tap, tap, tap. Is selling myself something I need to be able to do? Or do I just let clients, business opportunities come to me? Thank you. Okay, so I have a lot to say on this issue. I'm not going to spend too long on it, give you some insights and ideas, but it's a big deal. I mean, first of all, training in a couple of alternative therapies, you're taught that we should not go out to seek, preach, or solicit business. I mean, I understand maybe the word preach or solicit have negative connotations, but the idea that you shouldn't be out in the world actively looking for clients, actively sharing your message, actively saying, hey, I have something great to offer, do you want to try it, is crazy. It's crazy. You know, the thought that, okay, you know, I'm going to attract clients, meaning I'm going to meditate in my room, not tell anybody, because this is how we have to take that logical conclusion of saying only attract clients, don't do anything. I'm going to sit in my room, I'm going to meditate, I'm going to imagine them. Now, that means if you're going to go all the way, it means you're not going to print a business card. You're not going to build a website. You're not going to advertise in any way, shape, or form. You're not going to tell your friends and family what you're doing. You're not going to share your enthusiasm with somebody you meet on the street. You're not going to do anything, right? Because that's what pure attraction is if we look at it that way. That's crazy, right? It's if you are great at what you do, which I'm sure you are, when you build that self-confidence about what you're doing, when you're excited, when you're passionate, when you know in the deepest core of your being that what you do helps people, you're going to go out there and naturally, without forcing it, naturally help people, naturally connect with them, naturally attract people to you. But that attraction 100% has to include you being active with it and being passionate about it. It doesn't have to be yucky or it doesn't have to be feel uncomfortable, but go out there, share your message, share the power of what you can do to help people. So I hope that was helpful. So let's go right to the lines and let's see. Let's find a state that I don't think we've visited yet on our journey around the country and the world. I see Nancy Fuller from Vermont. It looks like Nancy, can you hear me?
Oh my gosh, I can. Can you hear me?
Well, I can hear you. How are you?
Pretty good. Glad to be talking with you.
Glad to be talking to you. Have you enjoyed our extra sound effects this evening?
I have. I like the music. In fact, I was wondering what that classical piece was. I was about to go grab my phone and put on my sound hound to see if it could identify.
Oh, yeah. There we go. So what's going on tonight? How can I help you?
Well, I have been trying to figure out how to put my whole life into a question. And my therapist says I have financial PTSD due to my many financial debacles, which
yep.
usually include like $4,000, $6,000, or $8,000 mistakes that I make.
Yep.
I've been a chiropractor for 31 years. I've been involved in several other side businesses that have all kind of frittered away. I've had a lot of guilt about using one of my son's college accounts to pay some bills and having huge debt and lots of financial triggers and bills and things like that. And while I think it's helping me to be here, I still have a little skepticism that I'm too old to change or I'm too lazy to change or it's too late for me.
How old are you, if I may?
I'm 61.
61. Did you hear the story? I think it was the first week when I told you, shared the story of Louise Hay.
Yes.
Do you know when she started Hay House?
Yes.
She was 60. I mean, I know 61 that's probably too old, but 60 wasn't, right?
I'm 61 and a half.
You just missed it by a year. Only
it
started a year ago. I know, I'm in a funny mood tonight. So anyway, but you know, it's one thing to hear these stories and they can inspire us and open us up, but it's another, what we're going to do together is see if we can clear up some of the old stuff that's keeping those beliefs.
And I guess my other part of my question is, do I really need to know where it started and keep going back to childhood, or can I just deal with the things that I have?
Both. That's a great question, because sometimes, you know, we do get stuck and go, I don't really know where this came from, and yeah, I can think of this event, but is this really it? Certainly, when you say you have financial PTSD, which is great phrasing, I think there's a lot of people with financial PTSD. So do you want to take a look at that for a few minutes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So let's look at that financial PTSD and what you know, especially in terms of the theme of this week, the critical voice. What are the things that really stand out for you of those events? Which ones do you go, I just can't believe I did this?
I had a bankruptcy. I had a practice management group that I joined for $8,000, which didn't work out at all, and I ended up with a big debt from that. I have a person I hired that turned out to be a thief and borrowed a lot of money from me. So just financial decisions in a big way that have affected my family and caused me a lot of guilt and put a lot of pressure on my husband because he takes over most of the financial issues and our son's college and things like that.
Yeah. So when you think about all these things and when you speak of them, what do you feel in your body? What's the emotion?
I have a lot of turmoil going on in my head. I have sadness, frustration, guilt. panic, fear. I have rapid heartbeat, sometimes like a butterfly feeling in my chest.
And how strong is it 0 to 10 right now?
Right now, I can work myself up to about an 8.
Okay. All right, so here's what we're going to do. What I want you to do is, in your mind's eye, and everyone listening, this is something you can do as well, is look at those events. And instead of doing them, it's always great to be specific, and sometimes we go one at a time looking at them, the most intense one. But just in this case, we're just going to play with looking at the bankruptcy, the practice management group that you joined, where you end up losing money, and the person who stole money from you.
Okay.
All right, those are, is that my correct in saying those are three really big events?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So just put those together and try to localize those events in your body. Where are you holding on to those events in your body?
I would say my chest and my lungs.
Okay. And can you feel them there now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now tapping on the side of the hand. Even though I'm holding on to all these events in my body.
Even though I'm holding on to all these events in my body.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm holding on to all these events in my body.
Even though I'm holding on to all these events in my body.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I have all these events stored in my body.
Even though I have all these events stored in my body.
I have this financial PTSD.
I have this financial PTSD.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Just pause there for a second. Yeah, tell me what you're feeling right now.
I just got a deep breath where a lot of flutter and congestion in my chest just eased a little bit.
Okay. All right, let's do one more round still on the Karate Chop point.
Okay.
Even though I have all these events in my body.
Even though I have all these events in my body.
All this financial PTSD.
All this financial PTSD.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Eyebrow. All these events in my body.
All these events in my body.
Side of the eye. All these events.
All these events.
Under the eye, this financial PTSD.
This financial PTSD.
Under the nose, the bankruptcy.
The bankruptcy.
Under the mouth, the practice management group.
Practice management group.
One. The thief.
The thief.
Under the arm, all these events that don't let me breathe.
All these events that don't let me breathe.
Top of the head, all these events stuck in my chest.
All these events stuck in my chest.
Eyebrow, all this financial PTSD.
All this financial PTSD.
Side of the eye, all this guilt.
All this guilt.
Under the eye, all this turmoil.
All this turmoil.
Under the nose, all this sadness.
All this sadness.
Under the mouth, all this frustration.
All this frustration.
Collarbone, all this guilt.
All this guilt.
Under the arm, all this panic.
All this panic.
Top of the head, all this fear.
All this fear.
Eyebrow, that's stored in my chest.
It's stored in my chest.
Side of the eye. All these emotions stored in my chest.
All these emotions stored in my chest.
Under the eye, all these emotions stored in my chest.
All these emotions stored in my chest.
Under the nose, it's safe to let them go.
Safe to let them go.
Under the mouth, it's safe to release all these emotions.
Safe to release all these emotions.
Collarbone, it's safe to release all these emotions.
Safe to release all these emotions.
Under the arm. It's safe to release all the trauma from the bankruptcy.
So I'll see if to release all this arm left from the bankruptcy.
Top of the head and the practice management group.
And the practice management group.
And the thief.
And the thief.
Take a deep breath. And just tune back into the feeling in your chest and see what shifted.
I have, it's cleared.
Yeah.
It's gone out. I usually have a slight wheeze even when I'm feeling good. And right now I don't. That's unbelievable.
Mm.
I've been panicking.
So tell me about the events again.
Lately. well, there was a bankruptcy many years ago. There was a practice management group that I joined and paid $8,000 for it. It turned out to be not right for me, and it was non-refundable. There was a woman that I hired that ended up borrowing $4,000 from me, and then she started stealing from me, took my practice behind a lot. And as a result of that, I ended up borrowing money from my son that was supposed to be for his college fund.
So how did it feel when you talk about all that?
Well, it didn't feel bad this time. It felt like it was the past.
Mm.
That's weird.
So this is, you're obviously having the experience. We're all just listening. We don't know it's different for you. Tell me why this is different for you.
I'm just not feeling that panic and guilt right now. I'm just kind of relaxed and in a good mood.
Mm.
And that's odd for me. I tend to have a lot of anxiety and panic. And also just this, just being able to breathe clearly.
Yeah, so you feel a difference in your breath?
Yeah, definitely. I'm starting to lose a little bit of my skepticism, I think. I just want to laugh.
Hey, tonight's a funny call. We're laughing tonight. You know, maybe that should be the outcome.
Yeah.
We keep tapping until we laugh at these things. Because, look, the reality is these things are in the past, correct?
Right.
They're over.
They're
over,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And can you feel the difference now between the energy that you were investing in the past and what it feels like to let it go?
Yes. Yes,
and, now
and
tell
I guess
me,
I'm wondering, do I need to keep, and I need to keep doing, do I need to keep doing that?
Well, you know, maybe you might need to tap again on other things, or maybe tomorrow morning you wake up and there's, you know, before you'd have an anxiety of an 8 waking up, now it's a 3, and you say, okay, I'm going to bring that 3 down, you know. Or another event comes up, you know, we focused on 3 today, you say, oh, you know what, this came up, and I'm still feeling kind of bad about that, and then you can tap on that specific event. But
right.
I mean, it's been my experience, and look, it's a weird one. I mean, I still tap on stuff every day, and I go, I don't care anymore, you know. It's like 5 minutes ago, you know, the bankruptcy and the trauma, this whole story was your reality. You know, your energy system was stuck there. The amygdala was firing. It said, this isn't safe. It hadn't processed. Now you're letting it go and saying,
yeah,
all right, what's next now? And what I'd love for you to start playing with, and, you know, we'll talk more about this in the coming weeks, is what can you do with this new energy? Because I truly believe that the energy that you were investing in the past was literal energy. Like, it was your life force going into the past. In order
Definitely.
For us to move forward in profound ways, we've got to claim that power back. So you wake up in the morning with inspirations and ideas and hope and joy and laughter. That's when you make things happen.
Wonderful. That would be absolutely wonderful. That's what I've been searching for.
Well, you are on the right track. You are on your way.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Is this a good place to stop?
I think so. I thank you so much for talking with me tonight.
You're welcome. Would you like a sound effect for your great breakthrough?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, because you laughed. I think let's change it up and let's go with hallelujah.
That's wonderful.
There we go. one more just for you. Here we go. These are the breakthroughs that we have. All right. Have a great night.
Do I need to mute myself or something, or do you take care of that?
I'll mute you right out.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Nancy.
My husband wishes.
Oh, I muted you too fast. Okay, I unmuted you. What were you saying?
I said my husband wishes he could do that. He's always looking for the mute button.
too funny.
Okay.
Thanks, Nancy. All right. Bye-bye. All right. We're having fun tonight, tapping and changing. And let's keep going. Let's see. Let's go to Julia O'Connor, and it says Western Cape. Where's the Western Cape?
Hello?
Hi, Julia. Can you hear me?
Hi, Nick. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, wow. Okay, Western Cape in South Africa.
Oh, are you calling us from South Africa?
I'm calling you at 2 o'clock in the morning from South Africa, yes.
Wow. Have you been enjoying our sound effects?
Oh, yes. Very much.
Okay, do you know what I think about
calling? I think with the first sound effect or with the music you played, you woken up my neighbors.
I know, it played really loud. I don't know how to change the volume. But let me just tell you what I think about you being up at 2 in the morning calling from South Africa. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank
that
you.
That is impressive.
Yes.
That is impressive. So what's going on? And it's Julia, right? Did I get that right?
Yes.
So what's going on with you tonight?
Yes. I had a talk today about tapping with a group of 10 people for the first time.
Yeah.
And, everything went wrong that could go wrong. And
wonderful.
I managed. And I felt proud of myself. And I posted about it on Facebook as well. And afterwards, okay, there's basically two things that I struggle with. The one is I wrote on the Facebook, I'm proud. And I got so heartburn after that. For about half an hour, I was tapping on not being able to be proud of myself. It's better now. And the other one is that I feel like a fake. Whenever I do something like that, I feel it's successful, everybody is happy, and then afterwards when I walk away, I feel I'm a fake. I'm sorry, I'm close to crying now.
Okay, so you just start tapping on the eyebrow point.
Okay.
What are the thoughts that come up that make you feel like a fake? What do you say to yourself?
That's not me.
And what's not you?
The person that did what I did. I don't understand this.
So tap through the points and just keep tapping at your own pace. And I want you to tell me about the presentation and what we're going to do, and, you know, we can all use this. We can use it for past events that have happened, and it's great that it's this recent. So if you have a struggle with something, break it down, and we'll see what was really going on. So tapping through the points, tell me about the first mistake that you made that evening.
Okay, this was afternoon.
Doesn't
matter. I use your DVD to help with showing tapping points and that type of things. And it's not really mistakes I did. It is things that went wrong.
Okay.
So the DVD player's broke.
Okay, so stop there for a second. So
yes.
The DVD player broke. Tell me when it happened. Like, I want you to put yourself back in the moment when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And describe to me what happened. You put the DVD in. Did it break right away?
The DVD was playing, and I stopped it when they get to the tapping points, and they show a tapping point, and then I would just help everybody get the right place to tap on.
Yeah.
And with the pause of the DVD, it didn't want to start again.
Okay.
So
it doesn't want to start again, and how do you feel when that's happening?
That was fine. It was, okay, this is not working, so just go and show the tapping points yourself and give the DVD player time to rest or something like that, and then we'll carry on after that. And then we did the tapping points. I did it with a demonstration on somebody else. Worked quite well. So I had to adjust all the time to whatever went wrong, and that was fine. I didn't have problems with it. I didn't stress. I didn't... that was okay. And then it still didn't want to play, and there's one of the other guys that went and fetched his DVD player and fixed it for me, so I made a tea break a bit earlier than what was planned. And yeah, we fixed the DVD player, and that was sorted out. Yes, and then...
How do you feel as you're running, as you're pulling up these memories right now?
I'm actually feeling I handled it quite well. It was, yeah, I was in the moment all the time. And still afterwards, I felt like a fake.
Okay.
It's walking away from something like that. It's...
All right, so let's go to that moment then. So right now you're okay with what happened during the presentation?
I'm really okay with how I handled everything, because after the tea break, there were two people saying they had to leave early, so I moved the demonstration of tapping earlier and finished the DVD later. And I just handled everything very well. And yes, I don't know why I feel like a fake.
Okay, so you walk away. Give me the exact moment, like when it happened today. When was it? What did you say to yourself?
Getting the car, driving away, and thinking, yes, it's I'm such a fake.
Okay. And is that what you say to yourself in your head?
What's coming up now is I'm teaching people to do these things and I don't do them myself. Or don't do them all the time myself. Telling people what to
do.
You
have to do them all the time in order to teach them.
Oh, wow. Okay. No, I don't.
Okay. Let's tap on the side of the hand.
Okay.
And I'm sure there are plenty of people that can join us in this. Okay. Tapping the side of the hand. Even though I have to be perfect to teach anything.
Even though I have to be perfect to teach anything, oh yes.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm a fake.
Even though I'm a fake.
Because I'm not perfect.
Because I'm not perfect.
And I told them during my presentation that I was.
And I told them during my presentation that I was.
I clearly said that. I said I do this perfectly all the time.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Wait, so you didn't say that to him?
No, I didn't say I'm doing this perfect all the time. No.
Okay.
But
did
I did
you say anything during your presentation that would have given
yes,
people the impression
I did say that,
that
I'm doing the tapping and that it does work, and I did say that I'm handling the situation very well because of tapping.
Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
because
so what
I did
part of what you presented? What part of what you presented was fake?
Nothing. If
so
I
why do you
know,
think you were fake?
I don't know.
It's this perfectionism. We'll tap more on perfectionism. Tapping the side of the hand. Even though I have to be perfect in order to teach others.
Even though I have to be perfect to be able to teach others.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Deeply and completely love and accept myself.
My eyebrow, even though if I'm not perfect.
Even though I'm not perfect.
And I'm telling myself I'm fake.
And I'm telling myself I'm a fake.
And I'm pretty tired of that critical voice.
And I'm really pretty tired of that critical voice.
Because it's so ridiculous.
Because it's so ridiculous.
And it's time to let it go.
It's time to let it go.
And I choose to let it go.
And I choose to let it go.
Right now.
Right now.
Eyebrow, I'm a fake.
I'm a fake.
Side of the eye, no I'm not.
No I'm not.
Under the eye, I'm a fake.
I'm a fake.
Under the nose, no, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Under the mouth, I have to be perfect.
I have to be perfect.
Collarbone, I have to be perfect in order to help others.
I have to be perfect in order to help others.
Under the arm, I can't be who I want to be in the world.
I can't be who I want to be in the world.
Top of the head, until I'm perfect.
Until I'm perfect.
Eyebrow, I'm going to hide until I'm perfect.
Yes, I've got something else coming up here.
Okay, tell me.
I have to do what other people want.
Okay.
I have to be the way other people want me to be. I have to do it the way other people.
Okay. And how does that relate to being perfect and giving those? Were they expecting something else from that presentation?
My parents are very involved with this. They started with the tapping and actually introduced me to tapping.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of marketing for me. And yeah, I usually, my parents were there today as well, and I usually get a lot of, in inverted commas, suggestions from my father of how I can be better. And actually, I didn't get that today. But
even though I have to be perfect
lot.
To please my parents.
Even though I have to be perfect to please my parents.
Otherwise, I'm a fake.
Otherwise, I'm a fake.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I have to be perfect in order to please my parents.
Even though I have to be perfect to please my parents, I have to be the perfect child.
I have to be the perfect child.
Mm.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I have to be the perfect child.
Even though I have to be the perfect child.
And I'm not.
I'm surely not.
Because that's impossible.
That's impossible.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Eyebrow, I have to be perfect.
I have to be perfect.
Side of the eye, I have to be perfect to please my parents.
I have to be perfect to please my parents.
Under the eye, I have to be perfect to please my parents.
I have to be perfect to please my parents.
Under the nose, I wonder when this started.
I wonder when this started.
Under the mouth, and I wonder how long I'm going to keep it up.
And I wonder how long I'm going to keep it up.
Collarbone, I wonder when this started.
I wonder when this started.
Under the arm, and I wonder how long I'm going to keep it up.
And I wonder how long I'm going to keep it up.
Top of the head, I've got to be perfect.
I've got to be perfect.
Eyebrow, no I don't.
No I don't.
Side of the eye, yes I do.
Yes I do.
Under the eye, no I don't.
No I don't.
Under the nose, yes I do.
Yes I do.
Under the mouth, it's time to release these patterns of perfectionism.
It is time to release these patterns of perfectionism.
Collarbone, it's time to let them go.
It's time to let them go.
Under the arm, it's safe to let them go.
It's safe to let them go.
Top of the head, right now.
Right now.
Deep breath.
Wow.
How's that feel?
Yeah, we didn't start with our writing in the beginning. I've got a lot of anxiety in my stomach at the moment. Sort of, it's not safe to let this go. It's not safe to...
How high is the anxiety? 0 to 10?
Quite at an 8. Wow.
Okay. What happens if you let this perfectionism go?
I don't think I know who I'm going to be.
Who will I be without it?
Who will I be without it? Because I don't think I've ever been without it.
How does it serve you? What do you think it does for you?
I think it gives me the life of my parents.
So your parents only love you when you're perfect?
When I'm doing what they're saying, yes. When I am the way they want me to be. So this is in my chest now.
And what's the feeling in your chest?
Okay, now I've got an Afrikaans word, and I don't think you're totally going to understand that.
Okay.
I'll translate it as sadness. Mm. But yeah, it's much more than that. It is very heavy. It's very...
Okay, it's happening on the side of the hand.
I'm going to... Okay, one other thing. I'm going to be lost without this. Okay. Yes, okay?
I'm going to be lost without it?
Yes, I'm going to be lost without it.
Okay. What's the word in Afrikaans?
Hartseer.
Hartseer?
Yes.
Hartseer.
Heartache, yes.
Okay. Even though I have all this Hartseer inside
even
of me.
I've got all this Hartseer inside of me.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
And as you know, and many people listening know, we're using this word because this is what you connect to most. This is the power of language, you know. So
thank you.
If you,
yes.
When your native language comes up, go right for it, you know. Even though I have all this Hartseer inside of me.
And I've got all this Hartseer inside of me.
And I just can't let it go.
And I just can't let it go.
I need it to stay safe.
I need it to stay safe.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I have all this Hartseer inside of me.
Even though I've got all this Hartseer inside of me.
I don't want to let go of this perfectionism.
Can't let go of this perfectionism.
I need my parents to love me.
I need my parents to love me.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Eyebrow, all this Hartseer.
All this Hartseer.
Side of the eye, all this Hartseer.
All this Hartseer.
Under the eye, I need to be perfect.
I need to be perfect.
Under the nose, to please my parents.
To please my parents.
Under the mouth, I need to be perfect.
I need to be perfect.
Collarbone, to please my parents.
To please my parents.
Under the arm, I have to please my parents.
I have to please my parents.
Top of the head, so I need to be perfect.
So I need to be perfect.
Deep breath.
Oh.
How's that feel?
It's a bit of, it's about a bit of 5 now.
Okay. And how's the anxiety in the stomach too?
That is totally gone, but it all, yeah, it's just moved to the chest with the love and the, and I think I get the relationship with the fate as well now.
Mm.
Because I'm always doing what I feel they want, I am sort of a fake, even though I feel good at doing what I'm doing. So I might be doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And I just, yeah, I'll carry on typing on this.
Mm.
I think I got the link. Yes.
Let's do one more round and bring that 5 down a little further.
Okay.
Is it still that feeling of Hartseer?
Yes, it's still in the chest. It's still...
Okay. Tapping the side of the hand. Even though I have all these feelings in my chest.
Even though I've got all these feelings in my chest.
So much pain.
So much pain.
So much Hartseer.
So much Hartseer.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I have all this pain about perfectionism.
Even though I've got all this pain about perfectionism.
It's stuck in my chest.
It's stuck in my chest.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself. It just moved to my shoulders, up my head and out of my head. Thank you.
It really moved?
Yes, I just felt it go. Like, you...
Eyebrow, it's safe to let these feelings go.
Safe to let these feelings go.
Side of the eye, it's safe to relax without these feelings.
It's I have to relax about these feelings. Oh, well.
Under the eye, I can feel my parents' love.
I can feel my parents' love.
Under the nose, even when I'm not perfect.
Even when I'm not perfect.
Under the mouth, I can feel my parents' love.
I was blocking my parents' love by that. Yes, I can feel it now. Okay. I was blocking my own love.
Collarbone, I was blocking my parents' love.
I was blocking my parents' love.
Under the arm, I was blocking my own love.
I was blocking my own love.
Top of the head, I was blocking my parents' love.
I was blocking my parents' love.
Eyebrow, I was blocking my own love.
I was blocking my own life. And it's so gracious. Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
No, no, please interrupt. I appreciate it. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah, it's so great to feel what I'm feeling now.
Mm. So, keep tapping through the points. Describe to me exactly what you're feeling.
I'm feeling expanded. I'm feeling open. It's expanded, and at the same time I can feel receiving as well.
Mm.
It's as if I opened up for receiving more by not trying to be what the other people want me to be.
Mm.
And that does make sense. Oh, this is so nice.
So tell me, let's go back to the beginning. Always good to check back in.
Okay.
And tell me about the presentation that you gave today. And run that memory again when you go out of the car and start saying you're a fake.
That is so silly.
Mm.
It is so not true anymore. I just am who I am. Mm.
So now, let's run it again. When's the next time you're going to do something like this?
There's nothing planned, but there was a few people that asked me to do another one. I think it will be within the next 2 weeks.
Mm.
Because they want to bring friends of theirs, and yeah. Okay, 2 weeks from now, having another talk. Walking up, and then walking out, getting the car.
I can already feel you with your shoulders back, head raised up high. The image just popped into my head. I know I'm supposed to ask you for your image of what you felt, but. Am I right? Is this what I'm seeing?
That horse, that proud horse, that. Yes.
Beautiful.
And feeling good and allowing myself to feel good about it.
Mm.
Yes.
Wonderful. A lot of other people working on that, feeling like a fake in perfectionism. You are not the only one. So, Julie, I want you to post next time that you do a presentation and tell us all about it.
I'll do that. Okay, Nick.
All right. Thank you for staying up so late. You are amazing, amazing.
I actually went to sleep earlier and woke up at 1 o'clock to do.
Well, whatever it is, it's amazing. I mean, that is dedication.
Thank you.
That is dedication. So thank you, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you to everyone with you today there and helping you with your whole group. You're amazing as well.
Thank you, Julia. Have a great night. Get some rest.
Yes, I will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. How great was that? My gosh, on so many levels. Just amazing. Should we do another applause? I think we have to. I mean, I feel like I'm letting people down if we don't give. Yeah, that's how I feel too. I agree with the crowd. With Julia's great work. All right, let's get back to the lines. Let's keep going. We went to South Africa. I mean, how amazing is that? Let's go out to the West Coast and see if we can talk to Bonnie, who's in California. Bonnie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I'm amazed you picked me. How wonderful.
I think everybody that was a little shocked, huh?
Oh, my God. I have this issue, and I'm very jealous, and I get very jealous when I see other people working. It's like, hey, I should have booked that job. I'm just as good as them, if not better.
Yeah.
And I get very jealous. And then I feel like, oh, I'm too old, I'm too ugly, I'm too not talented enough, I'm not good enough. And but it's the same thing. Even when I go do all the workbooks, I really love that needy one that you have. That's really great. And it always comes to the same thing. And it's always, you know, it comes to that, you know, getting over that. How do I turn
jealousy?
It? Turn, yeah. Well, it's jealousy.
So let's go. Are you jealous right now towards someone? Is that active?
Well, not someone. I mean, I could say, like, you know, it could be anybody, you know? It could be, you know. No, not someone in particular. I mean,
okay,
it's
when someone else gets a job, it's just whoever else got it, you're jealous of them.
Yeah, and it's like, damn it, why didn't I book it, you know? I get it. I should got it. I'm good enough. I'm, you know, just as good. And I've had a lot of successes, and I've, you know, I do get a lot. And people would say, oh, well, you get a lot. What are you complaining about? But wait a minute. I should be getting all of that work. I should
okay.
be, you know, I should be getting it. Wait a minute. I'm better. I'm fantastic. I'm entertaining. I'm terrific. Well, as you can tell, you know, I'm in the entertainment industry. And the thing is, you know, it is based on other people's opinions.
Of course.
You know, whether, you know, they're going to, you know, you're going to get a job or not.
So as you talk about this, and just go ahead and take a deep breath.
Okay.
And just get really grounded and centered.
Mm-hmm.
And as you talk about all this from that deep knowing place, what do you feel? What's the emotion?
Anxiety. And a thrill. And an anxiousness.
And where do you feel that anxiousness in your body?
A little below my chest.
Okay. And how strong is it, 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. And what's that anxiety really about?
Not being good enough.
Okay, tapping on the side of the hand. Even though I have all this anxiety in my body.
Even though I have all this anxiety in my body.
About not being good enough.
About not being good enough.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I have so much anxiety in my body.
Even though I have so much anxiety in my body.
I just don't feel good enough.
I just don't feel good enough.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I have all this anxiety in my body.
Even though I have all this anxiety in my body.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Eyebrow. All this anxiety in my body.
All this anxiety in my body.
Side of the eye. So much anxiety.
So much anxiety.
Under the eye. So much rejection.
So much rejection.
Under the nose. I live with rejection.
I live with rejection.
Under the mouth. It's part of this business.
It's part of this business.
Collarbone, but it's still so painful.
But it's still so painful.
Under the arm, all the times I didn't get the job.
All the times I didn't get the job.
Top of the head, all the times I didn't get the gig.
All the times I didn't get the gig.
Eyebrow, and all this anger about it.
And all this anger about it.
Side of the eye. So much anger.
So much anger.
Under the eye. It's safe to let it go.
It's safe to let it go.
Under the nose. I choose to release this anger.
I choose to release this anger.
Under the mouth. I don't need this anger.
I don't need this anger.
Collarbone. To be successful.
To be successful.
Under the arm. I don't need this anger.
I don't need this anger.
Top of the head. To be successful.
To be successful.
Eyebrow. I can let this anger go.
I can let this anger go.
Side of the eye. I can feel safe in my body.
I can feel safe in my body.
Under the eye, I can relax.
I can relax.
Under the nose, it's time to relax.
Time to relax.
Under the mouth, it's time to release all this anxiety.
Time to release all this anxiety.
Collarbone, from every cell in my body.
From every cell in my body.
Under the arm, it's time to release all this anxiety.
Time to release all this anxiety.
Top of the head, from every cell in my body.
From every cell in my body.
Deep breath. And how does that feel? Go back to that anxiety.
Well, it's definitely a lot less.
Okay.
I would say it's down about a 2.
Okay.
Or maybe a 3. And it goes, you know, the critical voice, it's a very big critical voice because, you know, then you think, you know, well, you know the whole story, you know, you can imagine what goes on, you know, in your head, oh, then this and that and the other thing and how, you know, you weren't good enough.
Tapping this out of the hand. Even though I have this strong critical voice.
Even though I have this strong critical voice.
And it's made louder by the people who reject me.
It's made louder by the people who reject me. Man, is it ever.
And that's part of this business.
And that's part of this business.
That's show business.
That's show business.
But do I really have to make it louder?
But do I really have to make it louder?
And do I have to take it so personally?
And do I have to take it so personally?
And feel so much pain.
And feel so much pain.
Eyebrow. Do I have to feel so much pain?
Do I have to feel so much pain?
Side of the eye. Side of the eye. Do I have to take it so personally?
Do I have to take it so personally?
Under the eye. What if I could quiet that critical voice?
What if I could quiet that critical voice?
Under the nose, what might that do for my career?
What might that do for my career?
Under the mouth, and what might that do for my spirit?
And what might that do for my spirit?
Collarbone, it's time to relax.
Time to relax.
Under the arm, it's time to start loving myself.
Time to start loving myself.
Top of the head, it's time to be proud of what I've done.
Time to be proud of what I've done.
Deep breath.
Well, that released a lot.
What's that?
I said that released a lot.
What's the role you're most proud of in the last 10 years?
Oh, my God, there's so many. There's a lot. There's a lot of movies. You know?
Give me one that you just loved the job and you love what you did and you love seeing yourself in it.
The one where I made the most money or the one where it was like...
No, the one you love most. The one.
Probably it was in The Fighter. The one
okay.
The person I worked with worked right next to won an Oscar.
Beautiful.
And a lot of people have said, he couldn't have pulled it off. You were right next to him all the entire time making that whole crack house. You know? Thanks, Nick. Now everybody will know. Whoever looks it up will figure out who the heck I am. Thanks. Thanks a lot, dude. Thanks.
It was a great movie. So let's just recognize your accomplishments.
Yeah, and then I'm in a magazine this month. I'm in a magazine this month. I'm I'm in Maxim magazine as one of the 10 most, freakiest stuff in horror movie history for Mulholland Drive. Pictures of me and everything. And it's like, why can't I be happy with that? Why do I have to, like, be carrying on about all the things I didn't get? You know?
Eyebrow. I'm proud of what I've done.
I'm proud of what I've done.
Side of the eye. I'm doing the best I can.
I'm doing the best I can.
Under the eye. In a tough business.
In a tough business.
Under the nose. I'm proud of who I am.
I'm proud of who I am.
Under the mouth. I feel that in my heart.
I feel that in my heart.
Collarbone. I feel that pride in my heart.
I feel that pride in my heart.
Under the arm, I feel that love for myself.
I feel that love for myself.
Top of the head, in every cell in my body.
In every cell in my body.
Deep breath. How's that feel?
Well, that's really great. That feels a lot better. I mean, but do I have to walk around tapping all day?
No, but what starts happening is the more you do it, the more you go back to this place, right? The more you find that centered place, it's just going to become part of who you are.
Yeah.
You know, and throughout the next couple weeks as we do more things, you just keep exploring and uncovering and just establishing a new set point for who you are and how you feel and what your experience of the world is.
Thank you so much. I'm glad I got to you. Thank you very much. And your tapping's fantastic. It's really helped me a lot in so many ways. You got no idea. Wait, I'm sure you got every idea.
So we went to California. Let's go back to New York City, close to me, and it looks like Karen with a 917 number. They're all 917 in New York. Karen, can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Nick.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually in California. I just have a New York number.
I'm trying to go across the coast, and you fooled me.
I tricked you. It's
this is your scam. Where in California are you?
I'm in West Hollywood.
Very nice, very nice. So what's going on tonight?
Well, I have a very loud, critical voice. Mm. I recently moved to California from New York, and my critical voice tells me that I've made a huge mistake, and it's been very difficult for me to really settle in here and start to create a life for myself. And my critical voice is telling me that I'm just going to move back to New York anyway, so why bother settling in and investing and really starting a life here? And I tried to move here last summer after a very tumultuous few years. I was hit and run over by a car in 2008 and spent the better half of 4.5 years healing from that. And then I moved here as part of the continuation of my healing journey. And like a couple of weeks after I moved here, my dad got really sick. And sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
It's okay. It's okay. Just, you know, as you talk, tap through the points. So, you know.
Okay. My dad got really sick, and I wound up having to go back to New Jersey for what I thought would be like 3 or 4 days, and wound up being 4 months. And my dad went through this horrible thing, and he almost died, and he's doing great now. But I wound up coming back here while he was sick last fall and moving out of the place I just moved into. And so I wound up paying rent on a place that I never even lived in, really, for 4 months. And, just kind of got myself into a financial pickle, which was felt really unfair based on what I had gone through and gotten through in the past 4.5 years, and like just a lot of hard fighting, like physically, emotionally, financially. Now I'm just having a hard time kind of like really digging my toes into living a full and, you know, wonderful life here.
Yeah. So you talk about all this. What's the feeling in your body?
I think it's sadness and anxiety and fear.
Where do you feel it in your body?
In my chest.
Okay. And how strong is it, 0 to 10?
It's probably like a 10 right now.
Okay. And so you mentioned a lot of things happening. What's the anxiety really about?
It's about me not feeling like I can handle life. And like something bad is always going to happen no matter how hard I try. I'm just not going to be able to make it work.
And where'd you learn all these beliefs?
I'm not sure.
When did this start? When did life get tough?
It got tough when I was hit by the car. I mean, it got really tough. And it was just, it was so unexpected. And I thought I'd be okay in like 3 or 4 days, and, you know, 4.5 years later, I was, you know, still going through it. It was just a lot of physical pain, emotional pain. You know, I was involved in a lawsuit for, almost 5 years. And it's just been really difficult.
Is there still effects from that? Are you in physical pain now?
Yeah, I deal with chronic pain. It's way, way better than it was, and it's gone down a lot, and I feel better physically than I have, you know, in a really, really long time. But I do still deal with chronic pain, yeah.
Are you experiencing any pain right now?
Yes, I have pain in my neck, mostly on the left side of my neck and down my left arm, and a little bit in my back.
How strong is all that, 0 to 10?
It's like a 4 or 5.
Okay. So start tapping through the points. I know you were already, but just keep going.
Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about the accident?
Sure. I was in New York at the time, and I was on my way to work. And it was 8:30 in the morning, and I was crossing the street in Chelsea, and a lady was making a left-hand turn, and she didn't see me, and she hit me on my right side. I was flung up onto the hood of her car, hit my head on the windshield, was flung back to the concrete. I landed on my left hip, and she ran over my right ankle. I was left in the middle of the street, and I remember... looking right and thinking, oh shit, I just got hit by a car and now I'm going to get run over because I saw all the oncoming traffic. And the crowd of people, you know, around me within seconds, and the cop was in my face next second, felt like the next second later, asking me all these questions and, you know, what was my name, where did I work, who's the president. And then an ambulance was there, and yeah, I went to the hospital and, was there for less than 24 hours, but, you know, they did all the tests and x-rays and everything, and then my parents came in from New Jersey and picked me up and took me back to New Jersey, and, and I was back to work the next week.
And as you talk about the accident, how do you feel?
It's just, it feels like, oh, bleh. It's like enough of this shit already. Like, I feel like I've just been carrying this for so long, and I'm just, like, I've tapped around the accident before. I actually have done some deep work around it, but I still feel like it just, it haunts me, and, like, I feel like it's interrupted my life to, in a way where, like, I don't know where I go from here.
Where in your body do you feel the accident?
In my heart. This feels heavy and sad.
How strong is that, 0 to 10?
It's like an 8.
Okay. Yeah, let's do some tapping.
Okay.
Tapping on the side of the hand, even though I'm holding the trauma of the accident in my heart.
Even though I'm holding the trauma of the accident in my heart.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm still holding the trauma of the accident in my heart.
Even though I'm still holding the trauma of the accident in my heart.
And I'm so done with it.
And I'm so done with it.
But I don't know how to let it go.
And I don't know how to let it go.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though that car blindsided me.
Even though that car blindsided me.
I didn't see it coming.
I didn't see it coming.
What's going to blindside me next?
What's going to blindside me next?
I just don't feel safe in the world.
I just don't feel safe in the world.
But I choose to relax and feel safe now.
But I choose to relax and feel safe now.
Eyebrow. The car blindsided me.
The car blindsided me.
Side of the eye. I didn't see it coming.
I didn't see it coming.
Under the eye. What's going to come next?
What's going to come next?
Under the nose. I feel like something bad is always going to happen.
I feel like something bad is always going to happen.
Under the mouth, and I'm just not going to be able to make it work.
And I'm just not going to be able to make it work.
Collarbone, all the trauma from this accident.
All the trauma from this accident.
Under the arm, all the trauma from this accident.
All the trauma from the accident.
Top of the head, it's safe to let it go.
It's safe to let it go.
Eyebrow, it's safe to feel safe in my body.
It's safe to feel safe in my body.
Side of the eye, it's safe to trust life.
It's safe to trust life.
Under the eye, I choose to trust life again.
I choose to trust life again.
Under the nose, there's nothing else I can do.
There's nothing else I can do.
Under the mouth, I have to trust life.
I have to trust life.
Collarbone, I have to trust my ability to heal.
I have to trust my ability to heal.
Under the arm, I can heal this accident.
I can heal this accident.
Top of the head, I can release all the trauma.
I can release all the trauma.
Eyebrow, from every cell in my body.
From every cell in my body.
Side of the eye, it's time to release this accident.
Time to release this accident.
Under the eye, it's over.
It's over.
Under the nose, it's time to let it go.
It's time to let it go.
Under the mouth, releasing the trauma of this accident.
Releasing the trauma of this accident.
Collarbone, from every cell in my body.
From every cell in my body.
Under the arm, letting all this trauma go.
Letting all this trauma go.
Top of the head, from every cell in my body.
From every cell in my body.
Deep breath. How's that feel?
Feels good.
Any shift in your pain?
Yeah, a little bit. It's definitely gone down. Maybe like a three, two,
okay.
three.
And, that's great.
Yeah. And the anxiety is definitely lessened. I feel calmer in the center of my body.
Mm.
Yeah, what you said about trusting life, that I think is the heart of the matter for me.
Yeah.
Because I, like, when I even, like, you know, it's just like, yeah, like you said, it blindsided me, and life blindsided me. And then I came out here thinking things were going to be calm and, like, head in this wonderful direction, and life blindsided me again, and with my dad. And it was just, you know, it was like all of the trauma that I'd experienced in the previous 4 years, I'd re-experienced in 4 months. And I was like, oh my God, you know, when is this going to end? Like, I need to start my life. I need a chance to start my life. And now I don't know how to trust life, you know, meeting me where I am. It's been really challenging in that way. So, yeah.
So the question is, can you start to trust life?
I hope so. I'd like to. Intellectually, I say, you know, hell yes, of course I will. But, you know, I know that it's a different thing. When it comes to my body, I still, you know, feel that anxiety and that, like, you know, that fight or flight response that comes up. Like, it's like, oh my God, like, what's going to happen next? Like, can I relax here? Like, is something going to happen where, like, I can't move on, or I have to go back to New Jersey, or is my dad going to get sick, or all these things? So it's like, makes it difficult to stay in the place where I feel calm and safe.
But you know you can get there, because you just did get to the place where you can feel
calm. I do have faith that I can get and stay
right
there. Yeah.
Tell me, was it a woman who hit you?
It was, yes.
You said? Okay. And are you angry at her?
No, I've never been angry at her. I have, like, deep, deep compassion for her. I'm just angry that it happened. I'm more angry at, like, the universe for, like, you know, because I feel like I've been through all of this stuff, and now, like, life is supposed to be amazing. It's supposed to swing in the other direction. Like, I don't feel like I've gotten there yet, or exactly even what that's supposed to look like. And there's part of me that's like, I just, like, you know, I don't know what to think or do or feel or whatever action to take at this point. And, yeah.
Not loud. I'm angry at the universe.
I'm angry at the universe.
How true does that feel, 0 to 10?
Like a 9.
Okay. Tap in the side of the hand.
I want to punch the
Join
universe.
Us if you're angry at the universe. The universe does not mind. The universe will be fine. It's having this out of the hand. Even though I'm angry at the universe.
Even though I'm angry at the universe.
WTF.
WTF.
Is going on. I expect more from you, universe.
I expected more from you, universe.
I'm so angry.
Oh, I'm so angry. And
I'm doing the best I can. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm doing the best I can. I'm sorry?
What did you say for a second there?
Oh, I said I'm disappointed.
Even though I'm so disappointed at the universe.
Even though I'm so disappointed at the universe.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I'm so disappointed at the universe.
Even though I'm so disappointed at the universe.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Even though I have all this anger and disappointment at the universe.
Even though I have all this anger and disappointment at the universe.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Eyebrow, I'm so angry at the universe.
I'm so angry at the universe.
Side of the eye, so disappointed.
So disappointed.
Under the eye, so angry.
So angry.
Under the nose, I expected more.
I expected more.
Under the mouth, WTF.
WTF.
Collarbone, universe.
Universe.
Under the arm, WTF.
WTF.
Top of the head, universe.
universe.
Eyebrow. All this anger.
All this anger.
Saturday,
I want to say, I risked and you failed to rise up to meet me.
Ooh. Side of the eye. Go ahead and say it.
I risked and you failed to rise up to meet me.
Under the eye.
That's
say it again.
I risked and you failed to rise up to meet me.
Under the nose. Say it again.
I risked and you failed to rise up to meet me.
Under the mouth. Say it again.
I risked and you failed to rise up to meet me.
Collarbone. Say it again and feel it.
I risked and you failed to rise up to meet me.
Under the arm. Say it again.
I risked and you failed to rise up to meet me.
Top of the head. Say it again.
I risked and you failed to rise up to meet me.
Eyebrow. Say it again.
I risked and you failed to rise up to meet me.
Side of the eye. Say it again.
I risked and you failed to rise up to meet me.
Under the eye. One more time.
I risked and you failed to rise up to meet me.
Under the nose. How do you feel?
I feel good getting my anger out.
Under the mouth. One more time. Let's see if there's anger left there. Is there still anger there?
A little bit. Okay. Just a little.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a good anger sound effect for you. I don't know if this will work, but let's try. Let's see. Oh, now it's going slow. No sound effects for you. Maybe it'll come up in the middle of your... Okay, collarbone, say it again and feel it.
I risked and you failed to rise up to meet me.
Under the arm.
I risked and you failed to rise up to meet me.
Top of the head.
I risked. What was that?
It finally played. That was like a super delay on it. I had just pressed it like 10 seconds ago. It worked.
I risked and you failed to rise up to meet me.
How's that feel?
I feel much calmer. My body wants to just shake it off.
I'm angry at the universe.
I'm angry at the universe.
How's that feel?
Yeah, I feel much calmer. I feel like my body just wants to, like, yawn right now and be like, it's okay. We're processing. It's weaving. The energy is flowing. Just relax.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Yawning is good. Tune into the pain at all. See if that's shifted. Mm-hmm.
It's like a two.
Okay. And we haven't even tapped on the pain itself, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just good to note that, you know.
Yeah.
I think when you heal this whole accident, that pain will go away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, is this
I'll
a good place?
I'll take your word for it.
What's that?
I said, I'll take your word for that.
I've seen it happen again and again. But look, we just tapped for, 20 minutes, not on the pain, and your pain went down. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good thing, for sure.
Yeah.